Last evening, more than a couple hundred people gathered at the Uptown Events Center in the Iowa Barbecue to listen to some music and enjoy good food, but perhaps more importantly, they were there for the unveiling of the entertainment that has been lined up for when Ragbri visits Lamar's. Mitch Cristofo and Mike Wells are both on the executive committee for the Lamar's Ragbri. Wells says that there is going to be a variety of entertainment all day long during Ragbri's visit.
Yeah, so the entire downtown area is going to be blocked off. We got stuff for all ages. So entertainment's going to start about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We have bands all day on the main stage on the Olson. We also have a second stage out at the fairgrounds. We're going to have a mixture of kids' activities, face painting, bubble guy. We have a BMX stunt team coming. And then we also have a magician illusionist, and we're going to do street magic all day. They're just going to walk around and just interact with the crowd and do street magic.
Wells says when Lamar's hosts the cross-state bicycle ride, our community will become a destination, regardless whether or not you are riding a bicycle. He says that there will be several food vendors along Central Avenue, which will add to the fun. Cristofo tells of the variety of musical acts that will perform either at the Olson Cultural Events Center or at the stage located at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds camping site.
There's about 4 to 5 bands that'll actually perform on that stage, along with the magician illusionist. So yeah, just a mix of different people, all the way from folk psychedelic rock, having some country, having some independent rock or alternative music also. And then of course the 80s and 90s cover band, which is Flashback Heart Attack, which is actually the headliner event for it. Followed by a Tom Petty tribute band a little bit before then. And yeah, just a really, really good mix of music that's gonna keep you there, not only for one artist, but a couple to follow as well.
Some of the musical acts include a tribute to Madonna and Lady Gaga, as well as a tribute to Tom Petty with Free Fallin', and an AC/DC tribute band that goes by the name Shoot to Thrill. The headliner band is from Los Angeles, California, which is an 80s and 90s musical group called Flashback Heart Attack. Wells tells us what we can expect with that musical group.
Well, it sounds like they're worldwide. I mean, they've traveled all over Europe. They're licensed and contracted with Disney World. They play the New Year's Eve party at Disney World every year. They tour with major bands. And yeah, they're going to be very entertaining. I think they're going to blow everybody away. It's going to be a blast.
Ragbri will be in Lamar's on Saturday, July 24th. As reported here on KLEM Radio, earlier this week, the Plymouth County Historical Museum suffered damage because of vandals that had thrown rocks through the windows, and not only breaking those window panes, but also damaging some display cases. Total Motors donated $1,000 to the museum to help with the cost of those repairs to the windows and display cases. Now, the Lamar's Eagles Club have stepped up to offer some assistance. Clark Goodchild is a past president of the local Eagles and says the members of the Eagles were troubled when hearing the news regarding the vandalism done to the museum. Goodchild says that the Eagles want to start an awareness campaign.
We got together right away after that happened. We decided to put together an effort, and we're calling it Not in Our Community, Not on Our Watch, or Not in Our Town, Not in Our Watch. We're kind of theming at that. And we're offering $1,000 to anyone who brings information forth that would lead to the arrest and positive identification of the individual or individuals responsible for this just senseless, stupid act.
Goodchild says anyone with information of the vandalism needs to share that information with the Lamar's Police Department.
I'm working with Kevin Vandevec, Chief Vandevec, and we're going to get it set up on a Crime Stoppers. So it would be able to be an anonymous person who wants to identify these people. We did not, and this is kind of important, we didn't make it a reward leading to the arrest and conviction of someone. We made it a reward leading to the arrest and positive identification. The reason is because convictions can take up to a year, year and a half, and so some individuals might be hesitant, saying, it'll take forever. But the bottom line is they can remain anonymous. They would go through the police department or Crime Stoppers, not the Eagles. The Eagles is going to be more than happy to write out the check if and when that time comes. So that's our effort.
Goodchild says that the Eagles hope that their involvement will put an abrupt halt to any additional or future vandalism done within our community.
What we want to do is, quite frankly, put an abrupt stop to just stupidity. I mean, there's no other word for it. Just disrespect for a fine, fine institution that Judy's got going over there, and just to go do senseless carnage to something like that is just ridiculous. So, like I say, the Eagles got together last night, voted unanimously to pledge $1,000, and we hope that through a little bit of help with Clem, possibly the Sentinel, our sign out front, we can get somebody to step forward and help the police out with this. So you bet.
And the Eagles official says that information should be going to the Lamar's Police Department by calling 546-4113. This weekend, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources has designated as Free Fishing Weekend, meaning anglers are allowed to go fishing at their favorite fishing hole and not need a license. Since COVID canceled many activities last year, and there has been a resurgence of interest for fishing by all age groups. David Scow is the owner of Beginner's Luck Bait and Tackle Shop located in Lamar's. Scow says that many people enjoy fishing because of the memories that it makes.
Fishing is more about making memories, getting time with friends and family. Nothing better than spending the time with the outdoors. Friends, family, get-togethers. You know, summertime is a perfect opportunity to get out and enjoy all the natural resources. Fishing is an awesome adventure to get into.
Scow says that he has seen several people visit his store to take advantage of this free fishing weekend.
Yesterday was the first day of the Iowa State Free Fishing Weekend. It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. DNR puts it on every year. And I had a lot of newcomers into the store yesterday. I got them set up for the first time. And I've had some awesome feedback from the people that has been coming in here for the newcomers. And they seem to like the sport. So I ended up issuing some different licenses yesterday. So yeah, we're off to a good start.
Scow says that many of the newcomers to the sport inquire about the best lures and bait to use for the specific type of fish that they hope to catch. As for when is the best time to go fishing, Scow says either early morning or near sunset are perhaps the best times of the day that you'll have the best success.
Usually early morning, and then usually late afternoon till about dark, a little after dark seems to be the peak times, especially in some summer months. You get into the dog days of summer, it gets pretty hot, water will start warming up, so usually early and late is usually the best.
The Beginner's Luck Bait and Tackle store owner says that people enjoy fishing at the nearby lakes at Okoboji, Big Spirit, Lakeview, and even Storm Lake. And as for rivers, the Missouri River, Big Sioux, and even the Floyd are popular areas. He says water conditions and temperatures may determine the type of fish that are most likely to be caught.
Water's starting to warm up, so a lot of guys are starting to target catfish in the Big Sioux and the Missouri. Once the water gets really warm, the walleye guys will start running their stuff a little bit deeper. They move to deeper water for the cooler, and then catfish guys really target the rivers for catfish this time of year.
The free fishing weekend continues through today and Sunday.